Michael Murphy has made it his mission to dat us about everything from food to music to ghosts and such with his books Eat Dat, Hear Dat, and Fear Dat. And now he's writing a new book about all that, just in time for the city's tricentennial. Hey, Mike, I'm glad you're really here.
Glad to be here.
Well, good.
Or anywhere in New Orleans.
So, but you're not a New Orleanian.
I was born in Detroit.
Oops.
I grew up in Cleveland, not that I'm bragging. But my adult life was all in New York City in publishing business. I came down here the first time in 1983 to work with a New Orleans author, and I did not want to come. I'd never been here. I thought, I believe the lie, the myth, it's all girls gone wild, frat party, debauchery, who wants to go to New Orleans? Came here by the second day, like so many, completely seduced. I'm home.
All right. But tell me a little bit more about what exactly seduced you?
The first thing is the look of it. You know, the architecture, the beauty, it's just like you go to Savannah, you go to Charleston. They have cloistered neighborhoods that are as beautiful. But here it's the whole city, wherever you go. And the second wave, honestly, was the people. I tell people who come here now as tourists, like, it's not an act. You know, they're amazingly welcoming on a very deep level very quickly. And once you live here, you're blown away by the resilience. It's an easy city to be a sponge for. I so love this city on so many levels.
Well, you know, I think for those who don't know, you know, the Eat Dat book was your first book, right?
Eat Dat was the first. I was a publisher. I ran William Morrow, a very large house in New York. We were bought out by Rupert Murdoch. $777 million sale. I got $13,000. But it allowed me to move here. I'm never leaving. One of my editors, she resurfaced over at W.W. Norton. They wanted to do an update of a restaurant guide, and she knew I lived here. She knew I could write. So they approached me to do this, and I convinced them, that makes no sense in 2014. You have Urban Spoon, TripAdvisor, Yelp. You don't need restaurant guides anymore. I have no idea how Zagat stays in business. But here, we got stories. So that book came out, and it did fabulously well. It was number one on Amazon for a full hour. It did stay top 10 for 3 months. And the Huffington Post loved them. They called it, quote, the number one essential book to read before coming to New Orleans. So it did great. I went back to the publisher, convinced them, let's do all the things that bring us 9 million visitors a year. So the next book was Fear Dat, Voodoo, Vampire, Graveyards, Ghosts, Assorted Butchering and Mayhem. Came out last Halloween. Anne Rice wrote the foreword. We called it The Forewarned. Music, about our whole music culture from Buddy Bolden to Tank and the Bongas. I am doing this final book called All Dat for our anniversary in 2018. And it will be over 200,000 words, be a doorstop of a book. Every chapter is an active verb, because I say in New Orleans, here it's about participating. You don't watch a parade, you join the parade. So it's eating, drinking, fitting in, exploring, etc. The back part's my favorite. It's an annex of the 300 best things ever said by or about New Orleans.
Well, after you've done all that, it makes you wonder, what's left?
That's it. For the Dat books, absolutely. Only because this last year, carnival season, the Muses Parade, love that parade, they had one float with a blow-up of my cover on it, as well as all the other ubiquitous Dats, you know, scoop that, repeat that, don't trash that. The float was called Enough of Dat. My thought was, true Dat, I agree. I've done my Dat books, I'm done now. Move on to other things.
I'm heartbroken. What are you going to do?
I just sent a proposal to do a book about Cleveland. You can insult your own hometown and your own family, but no one else can. So I can do a beautiful book making fun of Cleveland, which Moses Cleveland founded in 1796. He stayed about a week and never went back. And there's a lot of eccentric history about that town. No one's accepted it yet. I haven't sent it in. We'll see.
Good. So long as you don't leave here.
I'm never leaving here, period. I say come hell or high water, being very likely.
Thanks for coming by and talking about it. I love it.
Thank you very much.